Hello?
Hello?
Are we on the air, Rob?
Almost. What?
I'm not turning my microphone on.
Or yours.
We melted down.
You melted down, brother.
It's the holidays.
Don't put a we in front
no,
of that.
No, I said we about me and the computer.
Oh, is that what the we was about?
That is.
You sneaky dude.
It's a Nintendo Wii.
How could you forget that we're coming back on the air when we're going to give away your... Oh, well, there are my touchstones not there either.
No, yes, they are.
We have everything
again.
Jesus, where were you?
I'm elsewhere.
Were you having a little snooze today?
You don't think I've earned it?
Welcome back. No, I don't. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay.
Time to give away that fruitcake to caller 100. Let's go right now. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
She didn't know. My name's Hillary. I'm calling from Reston.
Hi, Hillary. You're caller 100. How are you?
I'm caller 100. Okay.
Now, Hillary,
ready for my fruitcake.
Calm down, darling. Calm your ass down. We're going to give you the fruitcake if you have the phrase that pays.
I think I have it.
Okay.
I think I have it.
Let's
wow, I'm dropping everything. Okay. 1.5 pounds is equal to a cup and a half.
That's yesterday's phrase that pays.
That's yesterday, Hillary.
What's wrong with
that?
And even that was wrong.
Too busy not listening. All right, let's go. You're next. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello, this.
Carrie from Iowa.
Hi, Carrie. How are you? Carrie, you're a caller, I think, 103 now. We're going to give you a chance to win the fruit. You keep your mouth shut. We're going to give you a chance to win the fruitcake if you have the phrase that pays.
I've been listening to you since Walk on Daddy's Back.
All right, Walk on Daddy's Back. That's I don't remember
that.
But...
Have you been listening since 3 Eastern?
When your kids were teeny tiny.
Oh, that's
She's
wonderful.
She's not listening now.
I remember when I used to do that. That's when I was Father of the Year.
Yeah.
And I used to have my kids walk on my back. That was the game Daddy would
that's
play.
That's a good game.
When Daddy
that
had
years
a...
Years and years ago.
That was a long time ago. All right, Carrie, do you know the phrase that pays?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. You win the fruitcake if you got it.
Overnight, in roughly 3 parts bourbon... And 1 part vanilla extract.
Exactly right.
That's You're it. The big winner. Congratulations. You've won a succulent and precious homemade fruitcake courtesy of Spiewak Kitchens. The true taste of the holidays. It comes in a loaf pan and Spiewak's signature holiday fruitcake from their home to yours. From
you
our home to yours. Now, hold on, Carrie.
You bring me great joy, all of you.
I'm so glad, Carrie. But now listen to the fruitcake disclaimer. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Fruitcake not to be used as a doorstop. Sign waiver before eating. The Mike O'Mara Show, including Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger, cannot be held responsible or liable for illness or injury resulting from fruitcake ingestion. Offer not good in Alaska, Hawaii, or Puerto Rico.
Thank you very much,
wow.
Buzz. And Carrie, congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy that fruitcake, darling.
I love fruitcake.
Oh, good for you. I'm looking at one right now. They
are good.
It's from Rob.
Yay. I love, right. love women named Carrie.
Jesus Christ, she's on hold. And now let's get right back to it.
Jesus
oh,
Christ.
God, what happened to this last 10 minutes?
I apologize.
10 minutes we can never get back, ladies and gentlemen.
Do we want it back, Mike?
Here he is, the man, the legend, with our last news of the evening, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. That sit-in at the closed glass factory in Chicago continues. Nearly 300 workers have occupied Republic windows and doors since Friday when they were fired without the legally required notice. Turns out Bank of America had illegally shut down the company's line of credit, and that's what set all of this into motion.
Ah.
The state of Illinois is putting the screws to Bank of America by suspending all its business with the bank and a thorough investigation by the state's attorney general.
It's a weird day in Illinois, I'll tell you that.
It is.
Sure is. The state will resume its hundreds of millions of dollars worth of business with Bank of America when the bank restores the glass factory's line of credit. At least, that's what Governor Rod Blagojevich said. That's not an easy one to conquer.
Do you guys want to, go back to the commercials?
Blagojevich.
We'll come back and we'll start the whole thing over again.
Let's go back to 3 o'clock.
Offer not good in Puerto Rico.
So this guy,
Blagojevich,
comes to the window factory yesterday,
uh-huh.
the big old governor,
mm-hmm.
and says everything's going to be just fine.
That's right.
Then he gets locked up today.
That's right. They came and took him away.
Buzz, I have to ask you this. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Let me see what I can do.
But this is for you.
Okay.
What about the police chase with the semi? Did you get any more information about that?
No, there really is nothing more to be had at this time about that. I mean, no, we didn't bother to pursue that because we don't normally cover little crime stories like that.
Sadly, Mike, the truck.
Did you hear that answer?
I did.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. people elsewhere really care. So I didn't,
well,
that, I didn't bother.
It was
with that.
Just for the people we were talking a lot about.
Well, I thought we'd wrap that up. I mean, because the chase was over. And
I didn't ask you the question.
I know. I'm just trying
to
explain.
I'm just passing along what the texter did.
We don't generally follow individual crime stories. And right. having had covered that earlier in the show, there was really no need to go back to it.
Will you cover it on the police blotter segment?
Sure.
That's after we get off the air. Buzzes go on the high definition channel.
That's right.
Now, the truck that crashed, Mike, right. was full of misfit toys.
Before we get out of here, if you know, no one wants a misfit toy. Nobody wants to play with a Charlie in the box. If you know anything about that, if there's any more information to be had on the semi-tractor trailer that gave the police chase to all the cops today on the Beltway,
right.
call us at 800-636-1067. And now back to the national news with Tom Brokaw.
That's right. Thank you. So Bank of America will get to continue doing business with the state of Illinois. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of business, at least. That's what the governor said before he and his chief of staff were arrested today for allegedly trying to sell a Senate seat to the highest bidder, Barack Obama's Senate seat, in fact.
This guy's a scumbag, and apparently this is a huge crime spree.
This is the result of a three-year FBI investigation into corruption. The charges also say Blagojevich also tried to withhold state assistance for Wrigley Field, because the Chicago Tribune wouldn't fire some of its editorial writers.
This guy's a prize. He really is. He actually extorted them, said, I'll give you favorable treatment or I'll help you out.
Exactly.
If you fire these guys on the editor. This guy's such an idiot.
He actually waited to sign a bill because he was waiting for campaign contributions from one of the beneficiaries of that bill.
Let's go to Buzz's number one reporter. This is Jimmy. Jimmy, where are you calling from?
Devil Town.
Very good, Jimmy. Let's get an update on that truck so Buzz can feel clear.
What do you got, Jimmy?
Okay, the dude was driving the truck. We don't know if he actually worked for the trucking company that he was driving the truck for, but bottom line, he stopped at a weigh station. They weigh the trucks there, and a state trooper, Maryland state trooper.
Germantown.
Basically was questioning him about his load, and
at one point
he asked him about his social security number. He gave a false social security number, and at that point the officer ran his stuff. It turned out that there was a warrant out for him in connection to a possible attempted murder. Then he got away from the officer, got into the truck, and led them on a high-speed chase.
At what point did the banjo music start?
You mean like the Smokey and the Bandit banjo music?
Probably after they threw down the tack strips and popped all 18 tires on the 18-wheeler. But that was before he got into Virginia, and so he led them on a slow-speed chase all the way through Virginia, and then he took an exit at Tyson's Corner, ran into some trees, and then I believe he was to profess his love to Beth Ann.
Okay, I give you a T-shirt. Thanks, Jimmy, for the call.
Thanks.
We appreciate that. Thank you for the update.
They think he hit at least one car, and he's now being questioned by the police.
He is so territorial, isn't
he? No, I mean, I looked up, that's what I was able to find.
Had that before we had to go outsource it.
I don't so much. Whenever the big pharmaceutical companies come out with a new drug, they splash it all over television and magazines to pick up as many customers as possible.
Right.
That means a lot of people, not just a few, are finding out together what the undiscovered and long-term effects of the drug are. California Congressman Henry Waxman wants to change that. He wants to ban many of the television ads for new drugs, and he carries some clout in Congress to make this happen. But the last time he tried this, he ran into some free speech issues. Obviously, he's ready to try again.
I really think it's difficult for him to ban that. I mean, if they've got a product and it's been sanctioned by the FDA,
right.
and they want to advertise it, that's mm-hmm. their prerogative. I don't think he's going to be able to do that successfully.
They tackled it in a much smaller way on Boston Legal.
Exactly. Yep,
if you're willing to take the pill... You know, you
can
be
do
able
it.
To take it.
Denny Crane.
Because I'm the wax man.
We didn't mention it. People wanted us to talk about it. We'll cover it tomorrow, a little Boston Legal, but a pretty good episode last
thumbs
night.
Thumbs up
the show finale.
Thumbs up for the whole series and mm-hmm. David E. Kelly.
Yep.
I'm telling you, people are getting away with murder in this country. Most police homicide detectives' clearance rates have dropped from 91% to 61%. between 1963 and 2007. Sure, there's better evidence today with DNA and other forensic science, but the expectations of the jury, thanks to television, are higher than the real-life level of technology.
Well, that sounds to me like people are getting away with murder.
Exactly, Mike. Homicide detectives will tell you that in the 60s and 70s, the killer and the victim generally knew each other. Now, the killings are more random between being drug or gang-related.
Wait a second. I know you.
And I know you.
And I know both of you.
Oh, my God! Duck!
Now, the killings are more random, and because of gang intimidation, there are fewer witnesses. In Albuquerque, the police department is running ads in the paper and on Craigslist, soliciting paid informants, professional snitches, and they've gotten nearly 100 calls in answer to those ads so far.
I knew I should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
God damn Craigslist.
In the
news. Don't you like it, Mike?
Finally, in Germany, the bars are offering all-you-can-drink parties. What could possibly go wrong?
It's called Mike's House.
Well, for one thing, a surge in teenaged binge drinking in Germany.
That's right, Mike.
The government has put out new coasters, drink coasters, at bars to warn of the dangers. One coaster shows a girl passed out in her underwear on a picnic table.
Oh, that'll slow people down.
And if you need a reminder why we don't pay cops enough money, police in Clinton Township, Michigan, had to recover some crack cocaine as evidence, even if it meant extracting it from the suspect's vomit. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Want to thank Mr. Chad Fukerton for dropping by with the fantasy update. Also, Craig Newmark from Craigslist and Ben Whittacombe from Star Magazine. Tomorrow on the big show, Dr. Robert Zubrin will tell us how to live on Mars.
Sure.
And we will talk sports with Lindsay Zarniak from News 4. All that's on tomorrow's program. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. We're going to get this fixed tomorrow, right? This thing that I'm listening to?
Probably not.
The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, roses are red, violets are blue, we're coming back tomorrow, and so are you. That's all I have to say, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.